Facing professional misconduct allegations that could cost him his license to practice law, Guelph lawyer David Starr vehemently denies sexually harassing office staff and counters allegations of financial misdealings by explaining he was trying to help a client in need. Though he initially declined to comment on the Law Society allegations against him and upcoming disciplinary hearing for a previous Guelph Today article, Starr decided against following legal advice given to him and issue a statement in response. None of the allegations have been tested or evidence presented to the professional tribunal. There is no evidence that Starr is facing any criminal charges. In regard to any suggestion of sexual harassment, I vehemently deny that anything occurred outside of the normal usual office atmosphere that my staff and I had developed over years, Starr wrote. The longtime Guelph lawyer is accused by the Law Society Tribunal of professional misconduct for a series of incidents involving verbal and physical conduct of a sexual nature that amounted to sexual harassment of two staff members between 2005 and 2021. In regard to the dishonesty, the Law Society has been investigating this matter for 2 years, reviewed hundreds of tapes and was provided with full access to all relevant client files, Starr claimed. This whole matter boils down to one client and one recording of a private personal casual conversation inappropriately recorded by a former staff member. In his statement, Starr goes on to claim the client was involved in what can be labeled as near human trafficking, and says she provided him with deposits to protect those funds from those who would have taken advantage of her. Starr is alleged to have knowingly assisted the client in dishonesty, fraud, crime, or illegal conduct on several occasions between 2017 and 2021. Alternatively, he ought to have known, the tribunal alleges. Those funds were recorded and reported, to the penny, to my solicitor's trust account, of which the Law Society is aware. From time to time, she would ask for part of her money. Was I expected to not return her own funds to her? His statement reads. In the end, those funds were used to purchase a home and investments for my client and her children. At this time, no tribunal hearing dates have been set. Under the Law Society Act, potential penalties available for consideration by the tribunal range between a reprimand and revocation of an individual's license to practice law.